WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
After a period in which rhythm and blues ballads took a backseat to tough-talking rap music, R&B is back with a harder edge. A newcomer called D'Angelo has a hit with his debut album, Brown Sugar. And rapper R. Kelly is vocalizing more melodically on his new self-titled release. Ken Tucker has reviews of these two new collections.
Let me tell you about this girl, maybe I should. I met her in Philly, and her name was Brown Sugar. See, we be making love constantly, that's why my eyes are a shade, blood burgundy. The way that we kiss isn't like any other way that I be kissing. When I'm kissing, what I miss, won't you listen?
The soft purr in D'Angelo's voice gives his game away. He's a young version of an old R&B smoothie, buttering up his baby and his listeners with an elegant line of patter and a strong croon. On his first album, D'Angelo makes a break with current male African-American pop music that insists upon cold, hard realism. Instead, D'Angelo harks back to a time when R&B singers proved their strength by describing their sensitivity. Smokey Robinson is old enough to be D'Angelo's father, and he's one of the younger singer's primary influences. D'Angelo pays homage to Robinson's muscular romanticism with this cover of Smokey's Cruisin'.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused, baby.
Where D'Angelo is launching his career with creamy ballads, R. Kelly is using them to mark a shift in his. A year ago, Kelly had sold millions of copies of his album 12 Play by rapping tunes such as Bump and Grind and Freak That Body. Now he's put out an album that's nearly wall-to-wall ballads, and a typical song title is this one, Religious Love. It turns out that R. Kelly, far from being just another hip-hop devotee, has been heavily influenced by some of the more delicate soul styles of the 70s. Philadelphia International producers Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff, middle period Stevie Wonder, and the overreaching funk emotionalism of Donny Hathaway. The result is a series of slow, sensuous grooves.
Trading my life, oh, you, yes,
sitting here wondering how the things go wrong. Every night asking myself what happened to our happy home. Will I ever see you again? I need to know, my friend.
Now the past is gone.
Past is gone.
Tomorrow's on.
But tomorrow,
girl, the sun is going down.
I need you around. I'm willing to trade in my life.
Neither D'Angelo nor R. Kelly has renounced the influence of rap music. They use it to give vehemence to their proclamations of love. And more broadly speaking, they deploy rap's insistence upon sharp detail and narrative forthrightness to cut through the sentimentalism of romantic music. This new sort of realistic R&B bodes well for the future of these men and for any number of singers who admire the past yet want to create a different future.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the debut album by D'Angelo and R. Kelly's new self-titled album.